A man who is faithful and loving to his wife teaches his little girl more about her worth as a human being and does more to protect her from drugs and teenage pregnancy than all the school or government programs that have ever been or will be created to nurture her self-esteem. Somebody on a production line, somebody in a top executive spot, whichever, who works in that company and maintains personal integrity day after day after day, that's a missional Christian. A Sunday school teacher staying with the ministry of teaching children through tight budgets and cramped rooms. A teenager choosing not to follow his 10th grade buddies to the porn sites that they found where you can go and see these free pictures of naked women. A frustrated church member who's fed up with the lack of faith in the congregation's leaders, and yet instead of being angry and disruptive in the church, prays and simply models and continues to be Christ's presence. An alcoholic, a sex addict who takes responsibility and begins a lifelong recovery from the sins that he or she's been involved in. Those quiet victories in the power of the Holy Spirit are very low-profile, inconspicuous advances of the kingdom of God. And those people have more credibility to lead others to Christ than the clergy from our attractional, hierarchical, structured, power-brokering churches. We've got no right to be loud and pushy with the gospel. We need to do far less shouting than we do. We certainly need to do far less fighting than we have done. Gentleness, after all, is a fruit of the Spirit. And if you really want to lead someone by a positive impression of Christ, try quiet methods over loud ones. Secret ones over public ones. Gentle ones over forceful ones. Listening over talking. And certainly close and personal as opposed to distant and cold programmatic ways. Jesus related to people with warmth. He treated them with dignity. He ate with them. He responded to their questions.